Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with music by Florence Beatrice Price, one of the first prominent African-American composers, born in 1887 in Little Rock, Arkansas, whose music is now finally being given the wider attention it's always deserved. You just heard the very beginning of her Symphony No. 1 in E minor, and here is how it continues. Florence Price's life resembled that of millions of African Americans who moved away from the southern United States in the face of prejudice and oppression during the Jim Crow era. Price was born into a middle-class family in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1887. Her mother gave her a good musical education, in part because the city's preeminent white instructors refused to teach her. Since opportunities for more advanced musical training were largely unavailable for women of color in the South, her mother enrolled her at the New England Conservatory after she completed high school in 1903. There, she pursued courses of study in organ and piano pedagogy and received teaching in many different areas from conservatory faculty, including the director, George Whitefield Chadwick. Here's how the second movement of her first symphony begins. After graduating from the New England Conservatory in 1906, Florence Price began her professional career as an instructor at segregated academies in Arkansas and Georgia. She married an attorney, Thomas Jewell Price, 6 years later, and the two remained in Little Rock until a brutal lynching and financial difficulties prompted the family to relocate to Chicago in 1927. During this 15-year period, she managed a large private piano studio, composed an extensive collection of pedagogical music for children, and began raising her two daughters, Florence and Edith. Price's career as a composer took off after she moved to Chicago. With the support of leading figures within the Chicago Black Renaissance, especially Estelle Bonds, whose home served as a central gathering place for artists, Price's works won several contests designed to support Black composers. These victories brought her to the attention of leading musicians like contralto Marian Anderson, with whom she collaborated extensively. She also came to the attention of Chicago Symphony Orchestra director Frederick Stock. It was Stock who agreed to give the premiere of her Symphony No. 1 with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra as part of Chicago's Century of Progress International Exhibition in June of 1933. All of the music you've heard thus far in this podcast comes from this symphony. This performance was the first time a major American orchestra had ever performed a piece written by an African-American woman. 13 years later, in 1945, she completed her Symphony No. 4 in D minor, which was recorded for the first time ever on the album featured in this podcast. This is how her Symphony No. 4 begins. According to conductor John Jetter, the largest collection of Florence Price manuscripts is in the University of Arkansas Special Collections Library in Fayetteville, Arkansas, just 1 hour north of Fort Smith. He says, viewing the Price collection helped me realize what a treasure trove of music there is and the need for these works of Price to be performed and recorded. Many of the works in the Special Collections Library were Price manuscripts discovered in an abandoned house in Illinois. The old structure had been a summer home and composing retreat for Price. One of the manuscripts was her handwritten completed Fourth Symphony, a work that had never been performed. Here's the beginning of the gorgeous slow movement from Symphony No. 4. The Fort Smith Symphony was founded in 1923 and is the oldest orchestra in the state of Arkansas. John Jetter has been the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony since 1997. He is the recipient of the 2012 Governor's Award for Individual Artist of the State of Arkansas and many other awards as well. With this recording, he can add another milestone to his resume, and that of the Fort Smith Symphony as well. They are the people who finally recorded Florence Beatrice Price's Symphony No. 4. Here's some of the third movement of the symphony, titled Juba Dance. Thank you. You have been listening to music by Florence Beatrice Price from her symphonies 1 and 4 and to performances by the Fort Smith Symphony under the direction of John Jetter. Lush, beautiful, and worth hearing many times or discovering if you haven't heard this music before, as it was new to me as well. It's from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.559827. That's all for this podcast. To go out, here's the ending of Florence Beatrice Price's Fourth Symphony. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.